but reports found that 18 patients have been harmed by a facial surgeon at the University Hospital of North Staffordshire. It found that Roger Bainton carried out operations using unproven techniques. In some cases, the patients didn't need surgery at all. BBC Radio Stokes North Staffordshire reporter Chris King can tell you more. Give us the background, Chris, if you will, to this case.
Well, Tim, Roger Bainton is a maxillofacial consultant, which basically means he deals with conditions relating to the mouth, jaw and face. Now, he was suspended in February last year after colleagues raised concerns about his work. The University Hospital of North Staffordshire launched an internal investigation with the help of the Royal College of Surgeons, but they only told us about it in April this year. Since then, they've contacted 88 of his former patients, asking to speak to them about their treatment.
And what did it find?
Well, today it released the findings of the report, which shows that 18 people may have been harmed by him. The trust says that four patients who'd suffered a severe fracture to their face had been treated using an artificial bone substitute. The problem is that the way he carried out the treatment was different from the way that everyone else does it. That meant that some people had to have more than one operation. Four others had surgery on their lower eye sockets when they may not have actually needed to have an operation. 10 others are likely to have been harmed whilst undergoing open surgery on their jaw joints.
So what happens next, Chris?
Well, the hospital's writing to 36 patients to come in and have a review of their treatment, both past and present. They're also going to review the case notes of 22 patients who have contacted the trust since the issue was made public. As for Roger Bainton, he's currently being investigated by the General Medical Council, which decides whether doctors are fit to practice. He's been told he can't carry out operations using the bone substitute I told you about earlier, or carry out surgery on jaw joints until the GMC's decided whether it's going to take any action.
Has the hospital said anything?
Hasn't put anybody up for interview today, but in a statement, the medical director, Robert Courtney Harris, apologised to those that have been harmed. He's also moved to reassure patients that the hospital's current maxillofacial surgeons offer the best possible care. In fact, they've just appointed a new surgeon who started there in March.